with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're hoping your weekend is getting started off fantastic, and you got a little fire going in the backyard. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking is brisket, and we're going to delve in some more to this piece of meat that seems to befuddle a lot of people. And you and I have had the privilege of meeting a lot of great butchers around the country. And one of them happens to be a sponsor of our show up north on the big UPS 98.5. And his name is Ron Holman from R&J Best Choice Market. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so we just want to talk a little bit about folks struggle with making brisket. And you sell a lot of meat in northern Michigan. And I would just like to maybe give people some tips as to, number one, how to judge a brisket.
Well, part of the things I would ask if it was USDA Choice or Prime even, and that's all we sell, the choice one, so you got the tenderness of it.
So when I walk up to the meat counter and you've got three or four of these, because they're a big hunk of meat, right? What do they average about?
You're a big hunk of meat.
No, I'm the tough one turning tender. That's the name of this show, right? Yeah, that's my new moniker. But when you got three or four of them sitting there, what makes one look better than the other in your mind?
Well, it's usually the big chunk of fat on the end. You know how big that is. There's usually a nice fat chunk on the point end. So if that's, you know, it's just more fat on, but you got to have the fat for the flavor.
Yep, so. We've heard that from other guys as well. Yeah. So what do these things weigh approximately?
Well, we get them anywhere from 12 pounds to 17 pounds. So we hopefully get them around 12. To 15, that's, you know, most people can use them that size.
Right.
So do you find much difference in the flavor, tenderness, texture, anything, the small ones to the big ones?
No. We haven't had, mostly it's the size that people, you know, want. There hasn't been a problem with tenderness. They all cook up about the same.
I've noticed that same thing. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine who's in the turkey business said that his big turkeys have more flavor than the small young ones, which everybody used to want small young turkeys, and he maintains that the big turkeys actually impart a better flavor. So maybe brisket's the same way.
Yep, I would say it's least is probably, there's more fat, probably more marbling than the bigger one, you know, that kind of stuff. That would give you more flavor.
So does it, with what the animal was fed or how it was raised, does that impart anything on the flavor?
Well, I'm sure, you know, being choice, it's been more corn-fed, especially at the end of the, you know, before they're going to slaughter, you know, and gets more fat and stuff like that in them.
Yeah, and there's a big push towards grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm wondering, I mean, I'm not so sure that I think it's as flavorful as grain-fed.
Well, in the marbling of the meat is where you're going to find most of your, you know, your flavoring. But if you do have a grass-fed or, you know, one with less marbling, you'd probably have to use more spices or maybe marinate it. You know, and then you could always, you know, take a tenderizer and poke it, you know, to get flavoring more inside the meat when it's less fat.
Well, that's one of the techniques we used to teach is to take a jacquard, trim it, rub it, put your spices on it, and then take a jacquard, which is a meat tenderizer that has like 45 little needles that you stamp and it punches down and makes little cuts in the meat. And we used to just pound the heck out of briskets with jacquard. And anymore, when I make a brisket, I don't tend to do that. And I don't know if I've noticed the difference so much or not. I think I'm getting lazy is why I don't do it. But that is a good technique. Now, another thing is when they come into you, they're already cryovac'd.
Correct. They're already cryovac'd. Yep.
So when you get a brisket that's cryovac'd, you got to look at the side of it because the heat from the cryovac is gonna like sort of scar or pre-cook a little edge along that thing. So you want to make sure and trim that off.
Yep, Yeah, maybe once in a while it's a little worse on some, but not usually too bad.
No.
So Ron, if somebody was starting out a brisket for the first time, when they take that cryovac off there, what are the first two or three things they need to look for when they're going to start to trim this brisket down?
Well, it kind of depends if they think it's too much fat for them, but, you know, it's already there, so they might as well cook it and get all the flavor out of the fat. I mean, trim off a little extra fat, or if you see a spot you don't like, but they're basically ready to go.
So that's kind of a personal preference thing. Yeah. Some people like to trim the heck out of them. Some people, in Texas, they literally
like
just
take the big fat chunk right out of them. So, again, that would be more flavor as they cook, you know. So
I was going to say, in Texas, they literally pour salt and pepper on it and throw it over a pit barbecue.
Uh-huh.
They don't trim a thing.
To put the fat side up so, you know, the fat drains down through the meat.
And that's what they do there. Now, I've always found that I like the fat side down so I can render more of the grease off of it, and it tends to keep my meat, it protects it, especially if you're on a pit barbecue when you might be subject to a little bit of infrared from your coals. It keeps it from getting dried out. But there's several ways to tackle that problem. Now, we're talking with Ron Holman from R&J Best Choice Market in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Now, if you've never been to Houghton Lake, it's a great time of the year to go because it's right in the center of Michigan. It's a giant lake. But as soon as you get off of the freeway and head east a mile towards the lake, if that, there's a nice big corner, the old corners of Old 27, basically. And his market is right there on the corner. And I got to tell you, Jop's been there. This is quite a place to shop. My mouth's watering remembering my last trip in there, but that cheesy bread you make was whacked. I'm craving it so bad right now because I'm
that
hungry.
That was a loaf you were supposed to bring home, and when you got there was just a crust left because he ate the thing on the way home. And it's about an hour and a half drive, so hilarious. I remember that.
I hear more stories about the loaf never makes it home from lots of people.
So buy two.
Yeah. So yeah, also, moral of that story. Yeah,
so you also have a lot of sauces and spices there.
Yes, we got a great variety of different sauces, different spices. You know, for your prime rib, we got some spices that we sell right at the top of the counter for prime rib and your briskets and your ribs. You know, we also sell beef ribs too if you want to cook those on the grill.
Yeah, and we're both big fans of beef ribs.
Yeah, huge fan.
I absolutely love them. There's lots of ways to do those as well. Well, listen, Ron, we know you're a big supporter of the show. You advertise with 98.5 UPS up there, which is our great big stick of the north. And it's a great relationship we have with the folks up north, and we're so happy to be on the air. And you're one of the guys that makes that possible.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be a sponsor of yours and stuff like that. So if you are around today, we're having our seafood sale this weekend too. So,
You don't want to miss that.
Nice.
Quick tip, Ron. What's the best thing to put on a grill in from your seafood sale?
I like the salmon steak that we sell.
Okay.
Or the scallops.
How you doing that salmon scape?
We did quick. Some of his salmon steaks at the ice and fishing.
Right, we put him on a cedar plank, right? We were serving the cedar planks on fire in a snowbank, man. We were putting him in a snowbank to put him out. I remember that. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
And we also have tuna steaks, too.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, and he also carries American Stockyard barbecue sauce, which is one of our, they helped us out with GI Barbecue.
Right, and that Apple.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
That's his best seller, he told me.
That is a great sauce.
All right, buddy. So thanks so much, Ron Holman, R&J Best Choice Market, Houghton Lake, Michigan. You're a trooper, man.
Okay, thank you, guys. Hope to see you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to trim it, smoke it, and time it. Stick with us. We'll be back.